Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, we recently hosted our first of the year seminars to a packed house. And it was really interesting because last year was a pretty good year in for portfolios. Mm-hmm. And what I found particularly interesting about the conversation and with that group of people, a large group of people, had very little to do with portfolio returns per se. It had to do with everything else. It had to do with the implication of taxes or inappropriate investments because of American citizenship or OAS clawbacks. It went on and on and on. And I found that really interesting.
Yeah.
That the focus was on the broader idea of wealth management and all the complexities beyond just stocks and bonds.
And I think you've nailed it when you said the complexity. I think when people look at their retirement, when they're heading into retirement, or they just take a quick snapshot.
Yeah.
And let's make up some numbers so it kind of makes it hit home for a lot of people. Let's say you need $1 million. You have $1 million of investments. You need $60,000 a year to come from your investments to support your lifestyle. Just give me a 6% return. I'm done.
Right.
That's all I need. And so then you get your 6% return, let's say in 2023. Hey, we hit target. Congratulations. And then you get your tax bill come.
Hang on. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then you get your tax bill come April.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, how come no one told me about my tax situation?
Right.
And then how come I have no idea how to plan for this? Or how come my old age security is being clawed back? Or how come I'm a U.S. citizen and I have a TFSA or I have investments that are considered no-no for the U.S. government?
Canadian Trust,
right? All these different issues start coming up.
Right.
How come no one's planning the big picture? Because the only thing that you've been planning on is that rate of return.
Right. And it speaks to, it was a fun conversation to have because you and I have been preaching for 15 years, right? Why do you think we call this More Than Money, the show More Than Money?
Yeah.
It's because retirement and the complexity of that time of life speaks to more than just, having a portfolio that grows over time, which is what people want when you're 30 and 40. I get it, right? That's, mm-hmm. We talk about that, but they're no longer 30 and 40. Right? You're moving into retirement. You need income. Nobody lives on pre-tax. You live on after-tax. These things all have a massive impact on the success and the outcome of the portfolio. The retirement.
Very few people talk to us for a second opinion or just a quick look at their portfolio or just like a litmus test to see if they're okay and say, I've covered all these topics. I've covered income. Mm-hmm. Tax efficient, sustainable, predictable income. I've covered growth in my assets so that I can offset long-term inflation and meet unexpected extraordinary expenses.
Add risk to that. Don't move on until you add risk.
And in a risk adjusted basis.
Yes, thank you.
I've handled my healthcare costs in the future that I have no idea what the heck it's going to be, but I've had some sort of plan around it. And when I'm done, my assets will be transferred over to the people I care about or charities I want to support. And I've done that in the most tax efficient way and to the wishes that I want to give. Yeah. Very few people have all those four areas. We call them the buckets covered. So when they sit down in front of us and they go, hey, look at my portfolio. It's done 6-7% or whatever the number is for their target.
Yeah.
But I have all these other problems. How come no one's talking to me about their problem? And the answer to that question is because you weren't dealing with a specialist.
Right. Dealing with an investment manager at best, right?
If you're going to go to the pharmacy, you're going to get a lot of over-the-counter medication. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know what the prescription is, you're in trouble. You're going to pick a secondary product. You're going to pick a Tylenol, an aspirin, an Advil, and that may not be the solution to the bigger problem.
But add into that analogy that you may be on more than one medication. Those medications may compete against each other.
Oh, how many stories like that have
we heard? Exactly. And it's the same thing, right? We talk about the goals change in retirement. Why does it get more complex? Simply gets more complex because you have multiple goals you're trying to achieve. It's no longer the singular goal of growth. And often those goals will compete against each other. And if you aren't thinking about the big picture and those interactions between those drugs, then you can have a problem.
And so this is the point in time why we call it the most vulnerable stage of a person's financial life. this is the point in time where you've got a whole bunch of goals that are sometimes competing with each other. And when you have that situation and you don't have, I'll use the word, chief financial officer of the family, then you are going to experience the side effect of the one type of medication that you've been taking to help you get through retirement.
That's right.
When it comes to your investment portfolio. And the side effect of just having a good portfolio is it may not be tax efficient. You may have issues about healthcare that you haven't accounted for. You might be taking on too much risk to get that rate of return.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. There's a whole bunch of side effects to the recommendation of just having a good performance in the portfolio. So here's my prediction for 2024. A lot of our peers in the industry are going to announce their 10-year returns. And I'm already seeing this flood my inbox when it comes to mutual fund companies and likes like that. Here's our 10-year performance. Look at the numbers. And to their credit, they've done well. And to their credit or to their defense, they're not required to show more than just rates of return over certain periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Year-to-date, 1, 3, 5, 10-year numbers. That's all they're required to do. What would be nice to see is how much risk do you have to be willing to accept in order to get that rate of return?
Right.
And I think that's going to be the biggest problem in 2024 is bragging rights on performance without disclosure of volatility. Now, when I say disclosure, sure, they're going to have the small print at the bottom. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. You know, consult with your own financial advisor, volatility and risk and loss. They're going to have those disclaimers, but they're not going to tell you what the risk was over the time, the highs, the lows. There's one thing we put in our presentation for those people who attended at that seminar. And I think we should continue doing this. We put up on a screen a portfolio A versus B. And we say rate of return of portfolio A is 1 to 2% better. Let's say 11% versus 10%. I'm making up these numbers. And we ask people to write down what they pick. And they all generally pick the higher rate of return.
Of course.
No one said, whoa, what's the risk?
Right. No one yet has ever asked us that.
No one put up their hand and said, wait, before I answer this question that you're asking me, what's the risk that I'm going to be taking to get that rate of return?
Right.
Because they're all focused on rate of return. But what if you have to take on 25% volatility just to get that 11% rate of return?
Right.
So if you had $1 million, you have to accept a drop of $250,000. How does
that
feel?
At some point, yeah.
How does that feel?
Right.
Can you handle that?
Now, what you've talked about, again, is the performance of the portfolio. But let's go back to the analogy you used for pharmaceuticals. You'd seen one of those ads where they say, hey, this may lead to, you know, all these bad side effects. You might grow a third eye in the back of your head if you're
risk
allergic to this.
Risk is one side effect.
Right. But forget about just portfolio because that's risk.
Bigger than that.
Expand beyond that to your 100%. Family, right? This portfolio, they don't say, this portfolio may lead to an OAS clawback. They don't say that.
Or higher taxes.
Or higher taxes.
Or inefficiency in regards to withdrawal in the event of a healthcare issue.
Exactly.
Like, it's not just about the portfolio, hence why we call the show More Than Money.
Right.
It's more than just the investment side. So I think we can learn from this. Mark my words for my prediction for 2024. Watch how risk will not be the conversation.
Yep.
It'll just be return. And in the results, whatever you're investing in, there's side effects. Know your side effects.
Know your side effects.
And those side effects will not only be a financial part of it, it can be other parts of your life that can have the side effect for having the prescription of that good rate of return of a portfolio.
Right on.
Let's talk about that further at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, March 5th. 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you need to reserve your seats because we are filling up fast on this one. So reserve your seats for March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, I want to thank you on behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, for joining us for this segment. Any of our past segments can be found on morethanmoneyradio.com. Go there to check them all out or to re-listen to this one. We look forward to chatting with you next week. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.